24 now. Charlie's
Long Talk Radio.
Charlie's on off, number one pound for pound, 124-0, 94 knockouts. I'm six victories away, well, six knockouts away from 100 knockouts. And all my fights end as KO and TKO. So, you know, you're pretty much guaranteed to watch me knock all my opposition out. Hold on, I believe we're supposed to have a call here, Rodney from Australia. Yeah, me and my wife. Oh, speaking of my beautiful wife, did you guys see her Instagram video? Yeah, she's sexy. I'm a lucky man, what can I say? Call in, homie. Yeah, that Marine got crushed. Yeah, I mean, seriously, listen, I beat a 260-pound U.S. Marine. I beat, look at the title of the video. From March 6th to March 9th, I won four different fights. I won four fights. I'm the greatest of all time. You understand? I beat four different people, real fighters. Well, the son of a bitch to try to stab me, I don't want to give him any credit. Fuck that motherfucker. You know, he tried to kill me, man. He tried to kill me because I'm more gifted than him. That guy that I punched two times and he was hiding behind the treadmills. Yeah, that piece of shit, man. He tried with the gloves. He could not do it. Then he took off the gloves and tried and started swinging at me. And then I punched him and I beat him without the gloves. And then he took out a pen. You know what I mean? Come on, man. You know, fucking take out a fucking weapon because you can't beat me in a fight, dude? Come on, man. He's not a threat. He's not a threat combat-wise, but he's a threat. Like, he's a fucking criminal. So that's why me and my wife were talking. You know, we were Skyping today, me and Daria. When she comes to, first, obviously, we're going to live in Los Angeles. You know, she has to, like, move here, you know, like, when she comes here. But then, we're talking about moving to Vegas. And I love L.A. L.A. is the best city in the world. I don't care what anybody says, but New York, you know, no offense to New York. I mean, New York is nice, too. You know, I've been in New York. It's a good, pretty good spot, you know. It was a good restaurant I went to there, you know, but come on, L.A. is the best. I live in L.A., you know, of course, I'm going back my city. I hate the Lakers. I mean, I'm sorry, I don't hate the Lakers. I hate Kobe Bryant. I don't hate the Lakers. I don't like the Lakers or the Clippers. I used to be a Laker fan, but I'm talking about the city itself. L.A. is great, but I got real beef with a motherfucker that I beat on video, and he tried to stab me, you know. This Frederick nonsense, you know, this shit's got to go, all right? If I see him, I will fuck him up, all right? Video, non-video, not on video, off video, I don't give a shit. I beat Deontay Wilder on video. Therefore, if I beat Frederick in a bare-knuckle fight and I go on the internet and say, hey, guys, I just knocked out Frederick Young, then you motherfuckers better believe me because I beat much better competition than Frederick. He's a fucking random troll. My homie Alex said today, he's like, dude, don't even waste your time. And he's like, this guy's some random dude trying to fucking become famous. That's it. I mean, there's videos of me punching Deontay Wilder in the jaw. What am I going to get out of beating this clown? I mean, some fucking sick hater. I changed my number, but they found out my number. I don't know. I think it's because I gave it to Raj, and I don't know, maybe somebody called and pretended to be my fan, and Raj probably accidentally, I don't know. I changed my number. I went to Rogers today. He wasn't there. I'm there. Listen, I live there in that area. I'm always there in that area. You know what I'm saying? He wasn't there. But I'm saying if I see him, and this delusional Rick Robinson, this son of a bitch started, he got scared because I found out his address. And he's like, yo, man, let's talk man to man. You know, enough of this yelling back and forth, you know. So I called him up. And I told him, and this guy is full of shit. And I told him, I said, listen, let me tell you a story, motherfucker. Real life story. There's an Armenian, APB. He talked a lot of shit. He talked more shit than Frederick, and I ended up knocking him out. And now the guy sees me, and he tries to shake my hand and tries to be cool with me, and, you know, because I punched him. You know, he didn't get it, but then he got it. And then he finally got it. He didn't get it until he finally got it. You know what I mean? When he physically got it, boom, then he got it, and I'm the greatest. Australia, you're on there with the pound-for-pound champion of the world, Charlie Zonoff, 124-0 as we speak. How you doing, man? Welcome back.
How's it doing, Charlie? It's been a while, and you certainly notched up a few epic wins, as you always do.
Thanks. Oh, more than a lot, man. I've beat everybody, and I survived a near fatal cheap shot. Some guy, well, not just some random guy, but a fighter, 4-0 MMA fighter that I beat. He tried to stab me with a pen. You know, did you see the fight? The guy with the white durag. I punched him 2 times. He started hiding behind the treadmills.
I did. I've seen that fight, and unfortunately, that's what happens when these opponents face the goat. I mean, you're just so far superior than them, and unfortunately, they've got to revert to dirty tactics and do things like that. It's unfortunate, but I guess it's got to be expected sometimes there, because the amount of opponents that you do face, you never know who you're going to come into and face from time to time, and that's what makes the UBF great, but it also makes it very dangerous, and that's why you're such a great fighter and champion, to be able to face people at little notice, and you know, you're literally facing madmen and absolutely obliterating them.
Yeah, I mean, he's no threat in the fight. I mean, I beat him. Literally, it's all counted as one victory, but I beat him. I beat his ass with gloves on. I beat his ass without the gloves, and then because he took off the gloves and started swinging at me while I was walking away, you know, he quit. I thought, this is it. I won. It's over. Son of a bitch started swinging at me, and I was literally, my back was turned. I couldn't even see him, and then he still missed. He still missed every shot. The motherfucker had, he said he had 4-0 in MMA, and he had 4 submissions. And when he said 4 submissions, I'm like, okay, so he's a wrestler. So he's not a good fighter. Like, he's not good on stand-up. That's why, I beat the shit out of him on stand-up. And then this dude started, choking me and shit. And then we got separated. And then he realized that choke was just not enough. He got his ass kicked. And then he's like, fuck it, he's going to get a pen. The guy got a pen and tried to stab me. The cops came. They detained both of us. Fucking 10 police cars showed up, and then the ambulance was called for him, because that's how bad I fucked him up, because I hit him with bare knuckles. Yeah, I hurt him with the gloves, but then I hit him bare knuckles, and apparently I broke his nose. He had fucking bloody nose and shit, and they took the son of a bitch in. I mean, I don't know, I overheard them talking. Apparently he's gonna have a court date, but he's out right now, and you know, a guy like that is a danger to society, man. You know what I mean? So he needs to be on locked up. You know what I mean? So that's why me and my wife were even thinking of, when she comes to LA, we're thinking of moving to Vegas. You know, because this guy wants revenge, and he doesn't want it with. He can't beat me with gloves. He can't beat me with bare knuckle. He wants to fucking motherfucker wants to stab me and shit. So let's hope I don't see him again.
And I believe you never pressed charges against him?
No, man. I don't know. They asked me, they're like, you want to press charges? I said, no. I'm not the type, man. You know what I mean? If I see him again, God forbid, I hope I don't. I'll just have to knock him out before he reaches his weapon. But I don't think I'm going to see him again, you know. Shit like that literally, it's like one in a million, you know. When I beat guys up, some of them get frustrated, they talk shit, you know, they whatever. But to go that far like he went, I knocked out a murderer, Teardrop, and even Teardrop went, boxed me. Well, bare knuckle, he fought me toe-to-toe, fair and square, you know. I don't know this guy's history. I don't know. You don't know who he is. You know what I mean? He said he was 27 years old. Maybe he was locked up for a long time. I mean, he was obviously a gang member. He had a durag. He fucking, the way he was talking, he was using the N-bomb every second. You know what I mean? Yeah, I mean. I'm glad I beat his ass. I'm glad I kicked his ass. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I guess that's punishment enough. I mean, the guy was taken away in an ambulance and whatnot. And as you say, if you saw him again, I'm sure you'd do him justice.
I don't. There's no. I already beat him, man. There's no. This is it, man. He's. I don't. I hope I don't see him. There's no point. What? Come on. The guy tried to stab me. You think he deserves a rematch, man? Come on. That's. He deserves a life sentence in jail.
And I had to. One of the great fighters that you've had lately was the guy with the Superman shirt, but he definitely met the real Superman, that's for sure.
Hey, man, that was not the whole fight. I punched him with that left, and then he shelled up, and I hit him with like five or six more of those, man. I punished that dude. Yeah, he was actually a real fighter. He had, he said, 8 years Aikido, black belt, you know. He was a martial artist, and he was no match for Charlie Z, man. I beat the fuck out of him. And let's talk about my last fight. You seen that huge-ass 260-pound Marine I won 4 days ago?
I did. You've certainly been putting away some big guys this year. There's no two ways about that.
I think I was 260 pounds, and he was buff because I beat a 270-pound Marine, like, for win number 120. And this guy was 260, but this guy was like more muscle than that other guy. I mean, look, they're both big, huge motherfuckers. You know, both are great wins, but this was a little longer. This was a better win. I mean, it showed more. You know, because all my fights are short. You know, all the guys get knocked out right away or quit right away. You know, because they can't take the power. But this fight was a little longer, and after I punched him in the end, I even laughed at him. It was a pretty epic ownage of all the crazy haters. So what's your take? Let me ask you, you know, so since I beat a 260-pound U.S. Marine, why don't you say it, you know, how loud you're on air, everybody can hear you. Do you think that since I'm beating guys that big, that strong, that easy, do you think I should fight Frederick Young and beat the delusions out of him, or should I just keep beating real fighters? And, you know, what do you think?
Man, I honestly don't think that you should give that guy the time of day. I mean, you've done the hard yards. For God's sake, I mean, you've knocked out so many people. You've fought so many people, and you've defended the title so many times. For a delusional guy to come along just out of the blue like this, you know, I really don't think it's fair to even, you know, give the guy the opportunity. He deserves nothing, and not even your time. He hasn't done nothing for boxing, and you know Charlie Z's done everything for boxing, and you'll not
for
only
sure,
put your body and your fist on the line, but you know you continually
what?
Do that, and you know for some fake imposter to come along and you know look what can I say? These guys are in cyberland, and I'm sure that's where his head is, and you know at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of people out there trying to make a name for themselves against such a great champion like yourself, and. You know, that's just my opinion. I think you should just totally ignore him and, you know, let him carry on in his little fairyland.
Very well said, Rodney. Thank you. Appreciate that. But, you know, I agree, but let's, you know, go back to 2011. A guy like Oleg could, you know, he didn't deserve, you know, the time of day or a title shot or anything like that, but Oleg could is not a fighter. He's also another delusional guy, but he got knocked out by me. But see, with Oleg, it was a little different, you know. Oleg, me and him had beef for, like, God knows how long. And, you know, I had to put him away. If I see Frederick on the street, I'm going to have to knock him out. I'm not going to, you know, not going to walk away. If I see him on the street, I'm going to have to put him to sleep. But that's the only way he's going to get his title shot. You know what I mean? And I'm married. You saw my wife. You know, we're working things out finally. You know, I really don't want to risk my freedom. But the thing is, if I see the guy, I'm going to have to show him, you know, what a real champ is, man. Because he's crazy. You know, he's fucking out of his mind. I beat Deontay Wilder and all these motherfuckers. You know, Gilles Zavala, Derek, all these. You know, what the fuck am I going to get out of beating a 155-pound, skinny, fucking, fabricated, fake boxer? You know what I mean? He puts videos of him sparring people with headgear. You know, what the fuck? I'm putting real fights You know, we're going full out. I'm beating the shit out of these guys. Some of them are gun shy. Some of them throw back. It doesn't matter. They all lose. What's your take on his fake sparring bullshit? You know, I mean, like he doesn't even know how to fight. He's a joke.
Well, it's actually laughable to watch him hiding behind that headgear and prancing around in the ring. And, you know, as you say, look, maybe one day if you do come across him in the street there, you know, look, he's not going to have anything to hide behind. But, look, I can assure you with guys like that, if he sees Charlie Z come, I can say with confidence that dude is going to run the other way.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. That's why he went randomly to Raj's. I never told him to come to Raj. Raj is the Indian guy that works at the liquor store. I never told him to you know, I may have said come down to the liquor store, whatever, but I never gave him a specific day because I don't schedule fights with bots from the internet. You know, if I see you, you're getting knocked out, but I'm not going to, like, give, yeah, you know. I go to gyms, I challenge guys on the spot, and I beat their ass and I put it on YouTube. That's how I get fights, you know, and that's the way to do it. I literally went to the gym, Jill Zavala, TV fighter. You know how much I hate TV fighters and I love exposing them. Jill Zavala was an exception. He was a real fighter, you know what I mean? He was a good fighter. He crossed over to the underground. I kicked his ass, but how did I get that fight? Did we make any videos? Did me and Jill Zavala make any videos? Did we create internet beef or anything? No, I just seen him and I said, let's go, motherfucker. And he said, yeah, let's go. And I beat him. That's a real fight. This whole fucking bullshit he's creating. See, already we're talking about him right now. There you go. That he wants, he's a fucking attention whore. He wants to be mentioned. He wants to be, like, he wants people to talk about him like he's some fighter. He's not a fighter. He's some crazy clown, man.
No, look, that's exactly right. And, you know, at the end of the day, I've always said this, with your great victories and these epic wins, you're always going to get people like this. And it just goes to show you that you are.
Dude, he's like, motherfucker's like, yeah, sorry to interrupt you. He's like, you know, like paparazzi, basically, man. You know what I mean? Like fucking, like a stalker, you know what I mean? But that's what we can consider him like that, like paparazzi, basically. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right. And that's a good way to sum it up, actually.
Yeah. So, what the my last fight? What's your take on that? On my speed and we're laughing at Frederick. the speed and the jab, the way, you know, I boxed, and there's some another crazy guy. I don't even know if you watch this clown. I don't even want to, you know. I gave him a nickname, you know. So when I give people nicknames, it sticks with them, you know what I mean? So I call him Robert Dickhead Jr. His name's Robert Decker Jr. I call him Robert Dickhead Jr. All right. This guy has glasses, and he literally, like, every time I win a fight, he makes a video and fucking criticizes the match. Like, starts questioning, starts saying, oh, his opponents aren't trying. Like, comes up with crazy BS like that, you know what I mean? And he always says that he basically tried to sell me short like a slugger, like that I'm a slugger. And he's blind to the fact that I'm a great boxer and I have a great jab. You know, what the fuck is wrong with that retard? You saw how crisp that my jab looked, my last fight? It looked even better than when I beat Jill Zavala.
Well, look, in particularly this year, it's not only your jab. Your jab has been crisp, but it's just been the whole package that's been so hard to handle, and it's shown in your fights that you're absolutely dismantling your opponents. And as you touched on there before, a 260-pound guy, I mean, you're making very short work, Rob. So there's no two ways that, you know, guys like that, you know, you would absolutely destroy. And, you know, even if you go back through your history of fights with Derek the Giant, Wilder, I mean, these guys you've absolutely just blasted. So, I mean, those guys just wouldn't stand a chance.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you know, when you made it this far, you got to keep going forward. You don't go backwards. You know, you don't want to go take a step. I mean, it's like, I understand if I was, like, starting my career out or something. Yeah, fuck it. I'd beat the shit out of Frederick. But what the fuck? I'm 124. No. Well, out of Italy, if I go full out, I'd probably kill him in the ring. There's a good chance he'd die in the ring, you know what I mean? He'd fucking have a funeral. And, you know, my punch has so much kinetic energy in it that I'm beating huge heavyweights. This guy's fucking 155. I mean, he doesn't belong in the ring. He needs mental help, man. That guy's crazy. I guarantee you that the opponents that I beat would knock him the fuck out.
Yeah, look, there's no two ways about that. And, you know, you just mentioned before that there's always guys there that, you know, mention that your opponents don't try and so forth. And, you know,
Mario? Gino Escrow? What about Gino Escrow and Mario? Those motherfuckers are trying to take my head off.
That's exactly right. And even the Mexican cruiserweight that you fought, I mean,
Mario. That's the Mexican cruiserweight. Mexican cruiserweight. Yeah, that's his name is Mario. Yeah, him. Let's call him Swagger Mario. That dude. Hey, listen. That dude was a beast. That dude came in there. Well, I mean, the motherfucker was not in. Cause see, a lot of these guys, like the last guy that I beat, he was afraid of me. You know what I mean? The thing is, because they're these huge ass 260, 270 pound Marines. They're slow compared to me. You know what I mean? Like. Their whole strategy is to try and catch me with something big. You know, they know they're behind on points. They can't, if they try to slug it out with me, I'm a lot quicker. For every one or two punches that they throw, it's fucking 10, 12, 14 punches. You know what I'm saying? It's like a huge disparity, man. It's like a fucking Ferrari F50 and a Toyota Prius, man. You know, you can't compare the speed. You know what I'm saying? It's like these motherfuckers. But the thing is, when I started punching that Marine, this is it. He gave up. Before he did give up. He said he's done. I'm like, you done? You good? He's like, yeah. He took off his gloves. But before he gave up, you could already tell that he's just done. This is it. What isn't your? Don't you agree that after I punched him a few times in the face and the body, he was already finished mentally. He was finished mentally before he was physically. Yeah, he was done. He was just
100%.
And like these clowns are like, oh, he didn't throw. Okay, even if he did, let's say he would throw something at me. Well, I would dodge it. I would dodge his punch, and then I would punch him, and then I would just knock him out. I would just counter him and knock him out. They should watch the fight with the Asian heavyweight, the Asian army boxer. That son of a bitch was swinging for the fucking fences, man. Win 112. I don't know if you've seen it, but you say you watch all my fights, but you win 112.
I
boxed him. You saw it? Dude, that son of a bitch was fucking going all out on me. And I fucked him up. I beat his ass just like I beat everyone else's ass, man. And he even, you know what? He even landed some. He landed like one or two punches. I landed like eight or nine. But I destroyed him. It was one-sided. So it really doesn't matter. I understand it makes for a more exciting fight when the opposition fights back. But some guys are like, okay, how can you fight back when this much speed and power is coming towards you? You can't. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you literally can't fight back. Sometimes, you know, there's no bell, but you know what I'm saying. We both square up. This is it. We're fighting. Then, boom, boom. I just clocked the guy so hard, he's literally finished right there. I just fucking iced these motherfuckers on the spot. These TV boxers are not good enough to end the fight in 1 second or 2 seconds. You know what I mean? Or 10 seconds. They're not good enough. You know, their whole hugging, clinching, this fucking bullshit. You know what I mean? They fucking clinch for 2 minutes and they fight for 30 seconds. And then they say they have stamina. Yeah, right, man. Clinching for 12 rounds, man. Come on.
Well, that's exactly right. And at the end of the day, I mean, you can only fight who's in front of you. And that's exactly what you're doing. And, you know, you just summed it up there. I mean, you can't help. You don't pick and choose your opposition. I mean, you just face them and... you know, 99% of the time, you've just got far too much skill and far too much power for them to handle. And you know, a lot of the time, that is a hard pill for a lot of these haters. And look, a lot of the general public to swallow because you know, you're just on a different level than them. And you've definitely proved that throughout your career, and in particularly this year. You know, I think even if you do look back through your career, you know, 2016 has been a hell of a start, and especially with the amount and quality opponents that you've faced.
No, last year was great, and 2014 was great, but 2016 has been the best year, honestly, because, I mean, come on, we're already in, I mean, we're barely in March, and I already scored 20 wins. 20 fucking wins. I mean, I'm going to beat my own record of 33 wins in 2015. I just need 14 more victories, man. I scored 4 wins this week. I'm going to beat my own record because, you know, I do plan my next fight. I plan to come back May 3rd because you know how these sick haters, they created this sadistic fucking fairy tale fantasy made up holiday that they're saying that I lost on that day when I really had a no contest, and it's not recognized by the Underground Federation. And the guy they're talking about, I knocked him out brutally, Andrew Hartley. And it's irrelevant. It was 9 years ago. I went on to beat Deontay Wilder, who we're not going to go back into talking about Andrew Hartley, obviously, right? So I am going to come back on May 3rd, and I'm going to beat the shit out of somebody, another U.S. Marine or a martial artist, whoever, some big heavyweight. And basically, that's it. I'm going to put an end to all this false May 3rd hype, and these clowns are done.
And it just seems to me as though I thought I'd have to ask you this. In 2016, you fought that hard and that often. I guess you haven't had any time for training in between. It's just been all fights for Charlie Z, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, now that I'm going to – well, I mean, I always say I'm going to take time off, and I really never do. I just come back in like a week or two. But, I mean, I really mean it this time. I mean, come on. I beat 4 different motherfuckers. The last victory, they say you're as good as your last fight. Well, I mean, shit, beating the fuck out of a 260-pound U.S. Marine, that's a pretty solid win to like, take a rest after, right? You know what I mean? And then before that, a wagtail martial artist, MMA fighter, and then win 121, the Asian guy that I beat, the Filipino martial artist. That was, you seen that fight? That was good. That was a good one. And they introduced, like, you know, like Charlie Z versus this guy. Yeah, go ahead.
I also enjoyed the fight. I don't know, against a tall Russian guy you had in the gym there. You know, that was a pretty entertaining fight as well.
Oh, tall Russian guy. I beat a lot of tall Russian guys.
He had a pretty good jab there, but he got dirty towards the end and hit you on a break.
Oh, he's not Russian. No, that dude was Brazilian. Oh, that punk? Oh, man, that was... Yeah, I beat his ass. He just clinched me and shit. And oh, wait, you're talking about the fight before I knocked out the U.S. Marine. No. Yeah, that dude's a bitch. He clinched me and I hit him in the side of the head. You know, I may have got him in the back a couple times, but hit him on the side of the head mostly. You know, kicked his ass. Now, the best win. You know, I know it's hard to say what's my best win, but come on. Remember the U.S. Marine that hit the shelf and then the ground that I literally knocked him? I knocked him out cold. Like, it was a fucking brutal fucking knockout. Remember that, dude?
I do. I remember that one. He didn't know where he was or what was going on by the time you were finished with him.
Dude, that punch, did you see how much force I applied? Because I, like, fucking aimed for that motherfucker's jaw, man. I hit him, like, right in the mouth, and he had a big mouth, man. See, just like, these guys that talk shit. Boom, man. That was like a fucking missile. That punch was like literally like a missile. Bam! This motherfucker just drops. But like, motherfucker had a tattoo, USMC, man. Motherfucker dropped. He didn't know what the fuck. He probably thought the roof fell on him or some shit, man.
That fight was that brutal. They actually age-restricted that fight on YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, these haters are fucking mentally ill. They're like, how the fuck are you going to accuse me of fucking paying my opponents when I'm literally knocking guys out and they're age restricting my fights. These people are desperate for excuses. And now, and they're saying, oh, they're not, your opponents are not ready to, you know, they're not ready to fight. They're like, you know, they're expecting to spar. Bullshit, man. What the fuck? Like, right when the fight begins, like, as soon as I let my hands go, isn't it obvious that I'm fighting and I'm not sparring? I'm literally fighting. Okay, so what they should do, they should counter back. You know what I mean? Look at Mario. Mario, the Mexican cruiserweight. He actually rushed me. He rushed me from the get-go, and I beat the shit out of him. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's exactly right. And I mean, there's no two ways about it. When the majority of people out there would know who you are and have definitely heard of you, and you know, they know what the go is, man. It's just they're simply not up to the mark.
Dude, everybody knows that. Like, the thing is, the guys that say, yeah, I'll fight you, I'll box you, yeah, let's do it. And some guys that back out, I gotta somehow get them to fight. So, you know what I mean? But then once the fight happens, like when I beat Johan, a huge-ass black guy, MMA fighter, TV fighter, apparently he had one TV fight, it beat the shit out of him. Okay, well, my point is this. As soon as I hit them, these motherfuckers are still on their feet. They should be able to punch back, but they don't, because I'm just like, you know, like you said, I'm a lot faster, a lot stronger. They're mentally beaten and they're physically beat at the simultaneously. They're done. You know what I mean?
No, that's so true. You know, as I say there, just the sheer size, and I can tell you now, I don't have to tell you this, U.S. Marines don't lay down to anybody, and, you know, they
hell no.
Put their bodies and lives on the line.
Dude, that's exactly, you said it right there, U.S. Marine, dude, I don't think anybody would want to get their ass kicked on video, period, U.S. Marine or not, nobody would want to get their ass kicked on video. And I tell them, I tell them all, this is, come on, they know they're getting fucking recorded. I mean, it's on video. They know there's a guy standing recording. I tell them, this is going on YouTube. We're going to fight. Are you down? Are you up for it? And they agree. And then when I beat the shit out of them, these sick fucking lunatic haters come up with excuse after excuse after excuse. It's like, what the fuck? Yesterday, I put an end to one of these clowns. I found out his real name. I found out the guy's address. I found his number, and this pussy got scared, and he started trying to, you know, he's like, yo, man, let's stop talking shit to each other. Let's try to, you know, man to man, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, my God. This fucking, Rick Robinson, this some clown, it's not even his real name. He goes by a fake name. His real name showed up on my caller ID when he called me. His real name is Nick Schneider. You see what I'm saying? These guys even make up names. So what do you think about that? They live in a fucking fairy tale world. They make up names. They create fake accounts. All those dislikes you see on my fights, that's not how many people dislike my fights, man. It's like 10 people with 300 accounts altogether. You know what I mean?
No, look, that's exactly right. And look, a lot of those dislikes, you're right. I know for a fact, and I've seen it because and even through the comments there, they're just simple fake accounts. They're probably more than likely from the same people. You know? It's as simple as
that. Yeah. I mean, they're literally going through the settings, and you got to create like new emails and shit. Because see, one troll, he was talking to me. And he, you know, I didn't take the clown serious. I mean, I was just, you know, I was just bored, you know, just fucking laughing at him while I was rubbing in my victories to him. That's why I talked to him, you know. Then I was going along with his bullshit. I was just trying to, like, pretend like I'm his friend, but I'm really not. But, you know, that's why in the end I blocked him and I told him that he's delusional and shit. But the troll ended up telling me that he said, hey, man, I'm going to go like your fights. And I'm like, okay. I got 8 different accounts, he tells me. And I'm like, wait, I'm like, 8 different accounts? And that's when I figured out that he's a fake-ass motherfucker, right? I'm like, why the fuck? Do normal people have 8 different accounts? Obviously not, right? I mean, fine, 1, 2, 3, but 8? Motherfucker, why do you need 8 different YouTube accounts? Because you're a fucking spammer. And I realized it's like, ah, so these motherfuckers are disliking my videos. It's a, you probably got like 15, 20, 30 of them creating thousands of accounts, man. That's all it is. Who gives a shit, man? They can't change the result, can they?
Well, that's it. And, you know, that's so true. You know, there's nobody in their right mind that has, 8 accounts. I personally have 1. Because that's all I need, and as I say,
no, 1 or 2 is fine. I mean, one or two is fine. I mean, 2, you know, 2 tops. You know, the 2, 3. I mean, 3. You don't need 3, but 8. Come on. You know what I'm saying? I understand like a few, but 8. Yeah, that's. Hey, listen, I beat the shit out of all these guys, man. And you know, yeah, like you said, nobody want to get a Marine. U.S. Marines are fighters. They're good street fighters. And Prick Robinson, you know, not Rick. His not even his real name at all. There's no such thing as a Rick Robinson. You know what I mean? It's his fake name. But since people know him by that name on YouTube, what do they call him? Prick Robinson, right? He fucking starts criticizing and blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, the guy's fucking full of delusions, man. You know what I mean? I can't believe that I wasted 15 or 20 minutes of my time talking to the clown. And then, I just changed my number. No, none of these clowns can contact me. And son of a bitch talks shit about my wife, and I told him, hey, listen, you come down my street, and then you get your title shot. Yeah, he comes down here. This is it.
Well,
I have the right to literally beat him until he's a... If he comes to my street, I have the right to fucking literally kill the guy because he's trespassing. So that's why I said, come down and you'll get put down, motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Well, and I think it's fair to say, glad that you mentioned that there, that these delusional sick trolls and guys in fairyland, cyberland, that they're getting onto the internet there and on your phone, and they're talking about your beautiful wife. That just goes to show you how sick they are. They're looking for a little reaction from you. Well, I've got to personally say, and let them all know out there that, that is going too far. And, you know, I mean, whatever they want to do, that they should just keep it solely based at you because, you know, your poor wife's over there and she's got nothing to do with what you do in the ring. And, unfortunately, when you've got these sick people looking for 5 minutes of fame, you know, sometimes people can go too far, and they really got to realize that. And in anybody's book, that's going too far.
Dude, I told the motherfucker, I'm like, what do you clowns get out of me? What does my wife would have to do with boxing, or my dad? Why are you calling my fucking dad? You know, well, what the fuck is wrong with you clowns? And then he admits, he's like, oh, we're just doing that so we can get a fight with you. He admitted, get a fight with me. They're trying to get under my skin, basically, so I can fight them. You know what I mean? They don't care about my wife or my dad. They don't hate, basically saying they don't hate my wife. Come on. They all know she's hot, and they all fucking, you know. Yeah, but see, the thing is, she doesn't, my wife, I Skyped to her today, she doesn't take these idiots serious. You know, she, you know, unlike some other women that I had before, like, they were, you know, these clowns would find these women on the internet and they would talk a bunch of smack about me, and these crazy women would believe these haters, and then they would break up with me. But my wife, you know, is different. She knows the truth. She knows, you know, she's in love with me, you know what I mean? She would never break up with me no matter what anybody told her, period. So, yeah.
Well, I think the best way to answer them anyways, I think the best way to answer them is to do exactly what you have been doing in 2016 and absolutely destroying your opponents. You know, you don't have to prove anything, but you're just showing everybody that you are the ultimate boxer. And, you know, not only the ultimate boxer, but the best boxer to ever live. And, you know, these guys have just got to realize that. And it doesn't matter what they do or what people say. Nobody's going to change it. The proof's there. And it just seems to me, and everybody else for that matter, I'm sure they know that as time goes on, Charlie Z's just getting better and better.
I appreciate that. Now let's go over a fight that I've won a long time ago, but it's a you know, these idiots have tried to ignore this fight, but now these hypocrites are talking about it. All right, Derek the Giant, I beat the shit out of him, and he posted the full video. This Frederick guy got a hold of him, and they posted the full fight. And basically, it's the same video that I posted, except in the end, I tripped. I literally, my foot hit something, I tripped, and these clowns are saying that he knocked me out of the ring. He didn't knock shit out. I mean, what the fuck? Listen, even if Derek was to knock me down, he still lost the fight because he was way behind on points, but he didn't knock me down, man. And I'm telling you, I don't know if you've seen that angle, but I literally tripped. He did not punch me at all. It was a trip. You know what I'm saying? And it was after
the
belt.
From the original video there, everybody could absolutely see you didn't beat Derek the Giant. You absolutely destroyed him. And, you know, there's irrefutable proof of that. And, you know, this is just another nasty little way that these guys are trying to get under your skin. But, man, they can't, you know. I mean, we all know what happened in that fight. And, look, better still, Derek the Giant knows what happens in that fight. Charlie Z absolutely destroyed him.
That's what I'm saying. If he really thought, he knows it himself that he lost. If he really believes that he won that fight, he would have posted that footage right away. Like, right when I got home, boom, I posted the fight. You know what I'm saying? The cameraman, look, I always post a full fight. He just didn't get that. He thought that bell, the 30-second bell, was the final bell. That's why he turned it off. But, you know what I'm saying? He got his ass kicked the whole damn fight. Even if he would have hypothetically knocked me down, he still lost, you know? Then it goes from a 10-8 round to a 10-9 round, you know what I mean? He still lost.
No, that's exactly right. And look, he didn't have to lose. He lost badly in that fight. And, you know, and look, you've got to say that was another epic fight by yourself. And, look, it is a shame that video's off there. But, look, in all the fans' heads and the people that have seen it, I mean, they all remember what's happened and better still know what happened.
I'm actually glad they posted that footage, dude, because, they put it in, it's better fucking quality than better quality than the original. You know what I'm saying? Better quality of me beating his ass, man.
No, yeah,
exactly.
Deontay, a good fight there.
Yeah, Deontay Wilder, man. I fucking showed that fight to one guy, and he said, "What the fuck? What is the point of a rematch? You knocked him across the ring with one punch." You know what I'm saying? He's like, even if he's cheap shot in the second fight. Yeah.
I've always said about Deontay Wilder, regarding the first fight, that's why the guy does not want anything to do with you. He tasted your power, and he never wants to taste that again. Doesn't matter what he says or what people say.
Wilder's too. See, like, Deontay Wilder's a very cocky guy. You know what I mean? I know him personally. You know, I've known him for a long time. And spoke to him on the phone many times. He's very cocky, very in denial, arrogant motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like, and he would never admit that somebody else is better than him, and that somebody else is Charlie Z. And I beat him. I got the better of him. And the motherfucker, you know, I don't care what he says. It's on video that I, you know, there's literally like hundreds of fucking replays of that left hook connecting, and they can cry all they want that it was that was not a cheap shot. He saw me coming, and he landed too. We both connected. We connected on what makes the victory even better, that we both landed, and my punch caused more impact. I moved a little bit, but he literally flew across the whole goddamn ring, and I'm a fucking super middleweight, and he's a super heavyweight. I was a middleweight at that time. I'm 163 now. I was 160 at that time. It's about the same size. I got a little bigger. You know, yeah, you were right. I did put on some.